Hello, everyone. I've provided this recording to help out those who find it easier to listen over reading. So our book is Identity Theft, and in this book, we are going to explore each different aspect of our identity in Christ through this lens. Identity Theft, expose our false notions of identity. Identity Truth, understand the biblical truth of our identity in Christ. And Identity Transformed, reflect on what it looks like to live in our new and true identity. Chapter 1, Free, Rescued by Grace, by Jen Wilkin. This is a quote from Thomas Watson. To serve God, to love God, to enjoy God is the sweetest freedom in the world. Jen Wilkin shares a story about going snorkeling and having this adventure go awry by not encountering anything in the water, but by trying to get out of a wetsuit that was already too small, and then it had stuck to her skin. And the exhilarating freedom she felt when she was rescued by her daughters in a public washroom. It's a funny story, but it expresses what it's like to be set free. So perhaps no idea is more foundational to the Christian's identity than freedom. The good news of the gospel is that we are no longer slaves to unrighteousness, but are free. Free from the bondage brought about by the fall. Free to be who God created us to be. But the exact nature of that freedom can evade us, even causing us to doubt if we have truly received it. Our initial moment of the euphoric relief of conversion fades, and we once again struggle in the straitjacket of sins we thought we'd stripped off for good. This has certainly been my story. She goes on to share a story about growing up in the Bible Belt that I'm choosing to skip because I don't think it applies to most of us. So salvation from sin can be broken down into three categories: justification, sanctification, and glorification. For the believer, our justification was, our sanctification is, and our glorification is to come. We were saved. We are being saved. We will be saved. I've found the easiest way to understand these three forms of freedom is to remember the three P's: penalty, power, and presence. Without a firm grasp of these concepts, we can remain trapped in our old identity. Understanding God's work in us and through us is foundational to our understanding of who He created us to be. Every other aspect of identity that we'll study in this book flows from God's redemptive work in our lives. Just as I found myself trapped inside a wetsuit that wouldn't let me go, we need someone to free us to become who we were intended to be. God's rescue begins with our justification. There's a chapter heading Justification, Freedom from Sin's Penalty. When we came to saving faith in Christ, confessing our great need of Him, and asking for forgiveness from the punishment we deserved, we were met with God's unequivocal yes. Since Christ bore the penalty for our sins, we receive freedom from that penalty for all sins, past, present, and future. We were justified before God our judge because our penalty has been paid. Those who have been justified never need re-justifying. And knowing that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8, 1-2. Our justification is behind us. We were saved from sin's penalty, miraculously freed from its death sentence. The next heading is Sanctification, Freedom from Sin's Power. Now that the grace of God has been set upon us as a permanent seal, 2 Corinthians 1:20-22, we are being made new. We are being set free from the power of sin by the power of the Spirit. God's grace is restoring to us a will that wants what He wants. Before we were justified, our broken wills were utterly subject to the power of sin. We chose sin at every turn. Even when we made choices that appeared good from an external standpoint, because we had no higher internal purpose than to glorify self, these choices were ultimately sinful as well. Now, the power of sin is broken. We've been given the deposit of the Holy Spirit. Though we once chose only to sin Now we have the power and the growing desire to choose righteousness. We who were once slaves to sin's power are now free to serve God. We don't always use our freedom. We still sin, but over time we learn increasingly to choose holiness. Our entire lives have, from our justification onward, are devoted to working out our salvation. Philippians 2:12-13. As we learn to choose righteousness instead of sin, to walk in obedience to God's commands. Our sanctification is ongoing. It's a slow-moving growth in holiness. We are being saved from sin's power, increasingly free from its pull. I'm just going to add here too, ladies, that the Apostle Paul outlines this well in Colossians 2:3 when he talks about the handwriting of requirements that was against us being nailed to the cross, and that he has disarmed principalities and power, making a public spectacle of them. And this speaks to the fact that the idols that we once worshipped and so we gave power to them have been stripped of their power by what Christ did at the cross. And that's just an important reminder for us of sin's power being broken. The next heading is glorification, freedom from sin's presence. We will fight to grow in holiness our entire earthly lives. But when we have run the race and fought the good fight, we will enter into the presence of the Lord forever. We will be glorified. In his presence, our soul rests will at last be complete. As sin and its devastation will cease to assail us, there can be no evil in his presence. Though now we are surrounded on all sides by sinfulness, though now sin continues to cling to our hearts, on a day not too distant, we will go to a place where sin is no more. In our glorification, we will at last be granted freedom from the presence of sin. At that moment, for the first time, we will rightly reflect our true identity in every fiber of our being. Our glorification is coming. It's the day we trade the persistent presence of sin for the perfect presence of the Lord. We will be saved from sin's presence completely, free at last. The next heading is false freedom. It's possible not just to doubt our freedom, but to presume upon it in sinful ways. This too is an identity crisis of sorts. If we misunderstand our past freedom from sin's penalty as a get out of jail free card, we may lapse into the false freedom of license, relaxing God's commands instead of resting in Christ's perfect obedience to them. We may be tempted to sin all the more that grace may abound. Those of us who wear our past failures openly and often succumb to shame may be particularly tempted by the false freedom of license. If we misunderstand our progressive freedom from sin's power as something achieved by our own efforts, we may lapse into the bondage of legalism instead of godly obedience. We may confuse spirit-enabled change with the false freedom of self-improvement and moralism. Those of us whose besetting sin is pride, those who are good at keeping up appearances and following the rules, may be particularly tempted by the false freedom of legalism. If we misunderstand our future freedom from sin's presence as a means of escaping suffering, we may lapse into the bondage of escapism instead of eager anticipation. There is a difference between being prepared for the Lord's return and being anxious for it. Every hardship, health concern, or heartache causes us to long for the day when those things are no more. But if a fixation on future freedom causes us to trade patience and steadfastness for a fretful, "Are we there yet?" we trade trusting the Lord for questioning his timing. God is not slow in keeping his promises. Those enduring trial are particularly and understandably tempted by the false freedom of escapism. Instead of embracing false freedoms, we are called to live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God. 1 Peter 2:16. The final heading is rest, labor, hope. Maybe you, too, have found salvation mystifying Maybe you've wondered, if I'm really saved, why don't I feel fully free? Well, you're not yet fully free, but you will be. Our complete freedom from sin is certain, but it's not sudden. So we rest confidently in our justification. We labor diligently in our sanctification, and we hope expectantly in our glorification. Be assured of your justification. It was. One day you were freed fully from the penalty of sin. Be patient with your sanctification. It is. Each day you are being freed increasingly from the power of sin. Be eager for your glorification. It is to come. One day you will be freed finally from the presence of sin. For today, remember, Christ is in you and you are in him. Your identity is securely anchored even as you are increasingly being transformed. Sister in Christ, live each day in the joyful certainty that if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. John 8:36. Amen. Looking forward to seeing you on Thursday, January 21st at 7:30. See ya on the Zoom link.